Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. Today, African-American heroes and heroines and figures of inspiration are celebrated in American culture, but it wasn't always so. And sometimes it was jazz artists who stepped up with musical dedications to people such as Jackie Robinson, Marcus Garvey, Paul Robeson, and Malcolm X. In the next hour, we'll hear some of these tributes from Count Basie, Freddie Hubbard, Oliver Nelson, Max Roach, Lee Morgan, and others. It's Portraits in Black, Jazz Tributes to African-American Heroes, coming up next on Nightlights. Duke Ellington in his portrait of Mahalia Jackson, honoring the African-American gospel singer from Ellington's album New Orleans Suite. David Brent Johnson here with you on Nightlights. In the 21st century, it's no longer uncommon for African-American achievers and figures of inspiration to be celebrated in American culture. There's a holiday for Martin Luther King Jr., a month devoted to Black history, and books and movies that commemorate the struggles and stories of those who battled racism in their personal and public lives on the way to artistic, professional, and political fulfillment. But it wasn't always so, and in the 20th century, it was sometimes jazz artists who paid tribute to people who epitomized perseverance and success in one form or another to Black Americans suffering the injustice of segregation and institutionalized discrimination. I'll start off with a late 1940s song of praise for the barrier-breaking baseball player Jackie Robinson, and then we'll jump to the 1970s, trumpeter Freddie Hubbard's ode to basketball superstar and, coincidentally, jazz fan Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. First, Buddy Johnson, and Did You See Jackie Robinson Hit That Ball on Nightlights.
Jackie hits that ball.
When he swung his bat, the crowd went wild because he knocked that ball a solid mile. Yeah, boy.
Yes, yes, Jackie hits that ball. Satchel Paige's melon, so is Campanella, Newcomb and Dobie too. But it's a natural fact when Jackie comes to bat, the other team is through. Boy.
Did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball? Did he hit it? Boy, and that ain't all. He's still home.
Yes, yes, Jack is real gone. Satchel Paige is Mella, so is Campanella, Newcomb and Dobie too. But it's a natural fact when Jackie comes to bat, the other team is through. Boy!
Did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball? Did he hit it? Boy, and that ain't all, he's still home.
Yes, yes, Jackie's real gone. Jackie is a real gone guy.
We'll be right back.
trumpeter Freddie Hubbard with his tribute to basketball star and jazz fan Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Theme for Kareem from Hubbard's 1978 album Super Blue. Buddy Johnson before that in 1949 with Did You See Jackie Robinson Hit That Ball? Did You See Jackie Robinson Hit That Ball was also recorded by Count Basie, and it wasn't the first time that Basie had honored an African-American athlete with a musical tribute. In 1941, he and novelist Richard Wright, author of Native Son, collaborated on a long song called King Joe about heavyweight boxing champion Joe Louis, and they enlisted African-American singer and actor Paul Robeson to sing it. We'll hear it and follow that with a 1973 instrumental tribute to Robeson from saxophonist Clifford Jordan, called Powerful Paul Robeson. And then, staying in the spirit of the 70s, with Gil Scott-Heron's song of praise for jazz artist Billie Holiday and John Coltrane. First, Count Basie, Paul Robeson, and King Joe on Nightlights.
Black-eyed peas as cornbread, what makes you so strong? Black-eyed peas as cornbread, what makes you so strong? Cornbread, say I come from where Joe Louis was born. Lord, I know a secret, swore I'd never tell. Lord, I know a secret, swore I'd never tell. I know what makes old Joe hook and punch and roll like hell. Say, Joe don't talk much, but he talks all the time. They say, Joe don't talk much, he talks all the time. Now you can look at Joe, but you sure can't read his mind. Rabbit, say to the bee, what makes you sting so deep? Rabbit, say to the bee, what makes you sting so deep? Bee, say I sting like Joe and rock 'em all to sleep.
ever feel kind of down and out, you don't know just what to do. Living all of your days in darkness, let the sun shine through. Ever feel that somehow, somewhere you lost your way? And if you don't get a help quick, you won't make it through the day. Or could you call on
Scott Heron doing Lady Day and John Coltrane from his 1971 album Pieces of a Man. Saxophonist Clifford Jordan before that with powerful Paul Robeson from his 1973 album The Glass Bead Game. And Count Basie and Paul Robeson starting us off with part one of their 1941 recording King Joe, a tribute to boxer Joe Louis, co-written by Basie and novelist Richard Wright. 30 years later, trumpeter Miles Davis would record an album-length tribute to another African-American boxer, Jack Johnson. I'll have more jazz portraits of African-American heroes and heroines in just a few moments. You can listen to this and previous Nightlights programs, including Dear Martin, a program featuring jazz tributes to Martin Luther King Jr., and a program of music from Miles Davis's Jack Johnson sessions on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Portraits in Black on Nightlights. I'm featuring jazz tributes to African-American figures of note on this edition of Nightlights. In the 1960s, some American jazz artists invoked such figures from both the past and the present as they commented on both the civil rights movement at home and the fight for independence being waged by a number of African colonies such as Kenya. Max Roach, one of the most prominent activists in the jazz world, titled a composition in honor of Marcus Garvey, who played a seminal role in early 20th century black nationalist and pan-African movements. In the liner notes to his 1962 album Percussion Bittersweet, Roach praised Garvey's inspirational and organizational abilities and wrote, "Many of Marcus Garvey's dreams and ambitions are currently reaching fruition in the new independent nations of Africa." We'll also hear trumpeter Lee Morgan's tribute to Kenyan independence leader and founding father Jomo Kenyatta right after this, Max Roach and Garvey's Ghost on Nightlights. trumpeter Lee Morgan and Mr. Kenyatta in honor of Kenyan liberation leader Jomo Kenyatta from his Blue Note album, Search for the New Land. Max Roach before that with a tribute to Marcus Garvey, Garvey's Ghost, from Roach's 1962 album, Percussion Bittersweet. I'll close out this edition of Nightlights with jazz homages to two central figures of the 1960s civil rights movement who were assassinated and subsequently memorialized in music by a number of artists. We'll hear Oliver Nelson's ode to Martin Luther King Jr., Martin Was a Man, a Real Man, from his 1970 album, Black, Brown, and Beautiful. And this from trumpeter Philip Corcoran, whose musical path in the 1960s crossed much of the Chicago jazz world, from Sun Ra to the AACM to the Artistic Heritage Ensemble. In 1968, the ensemble performed a concert tribute to Malcolm X at the Afro Arts Theater in Chicago. From it, here's the title composition, Philip Corcoran and Malcolm X on Nightlights.
Killing wood, always talking about love.
I close with Oliver Nelson's tribute to Martin Luther King. Martin was a man, a real man. And Philip Colran before that with his tribute to Malcolm X. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Nightlights. You can listen to this and previous Nightlights programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Our engineer is Michael Pascash, and I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.